All right, good news. We've agreed to extend tonight's meeting till midnight. No. That's how delirious we're all getting. Everybody's like, what? Okay, no. I'll call the meeting back to order. We were in executive session discussing this, the logistics of the remainder of the hearing. So it is now 9:10 p.m. The meeting is now called back to order. We're on the record, and I will turn it back over to Mr. Nelson.
Okay, so what we're going to do, I've spoken to Mr. Strong, and taking everyone's considerations, you know, concerns. What we're going to propose to do is we are going to go with the schedule I put out, that you can but do not have to present the board with proposed findings of fact and conclusions of law by October 1st. The board will meet on November 14th for a public vote at their regular public meeting, and a written decision will be issued on November 15th. In light of some parties wishing to have still have oral argument, we are going to hold oral argument closing arguments before the board's first regular meeting in September, which I believe, Chris, is what night? September. First meeting in September. The 12th. Yeah, so
I'm sorry I'm not available that day.
Oh, that's really the only day it's probably going to work.
I have a scheduling conflict. See that day?
Everybody's here right now.
Yes, but we're not going to spend an hour and a half more here. It doesn't go well after 3 hours. Things kind of go downhill. All right, hold on.
Wait, you had the September 12th date you gave was the night of the township meeting, not the when you would have the closing. You're not looking to have that the night of the.
We were planning to hold it before since we're already. Yes, we're here. How about September 28th?
Yes.
Oh, it's the 26th. I'm sorry. Yeah, I can't do math. The 26th.
Say the date again, please.
The 26th. Tuesday the 26th.
I know the 12th, but not the 26th. Sorry.
All right, well, let's try Chuck. Room availability, probably end of, mid-September. I'm not available between the 20th and the 1st.
Yeah, I do that.
Mr. Strong, if I'm the only person that has a problem with the 26th, I can submit mine in writing and do that date if it works for everybody else.
I've got a conflict. I have the same conflict. I have a meeting that meets on the second Tuesday and the fourth Tuesday of every month.
Okay.
But I also would be fine submitting in writing.
Yeah, it's yes. Okay. We're fine with that submission. We're not asking for anyone to do this. We're just trying to provide the opportunity for closing arguments. Personally, I would think something in writing would be more useful to the board. But is that... Let's do it this way. Who wishes to provide, amongst the parties, who wishes to provide closing arguments?
So
five people? Are you five all available on the Tuesday the 26th of September?
Yes.
Let's do it then.
26th?
Yes.
At 6 o'clock?
At?
5:30.
Yes. And I will, just so you all know, I am not, will not be here. It will be Mr. Armstrong in my stead, and I'm assuming he's going to be able to get here this early.
Mr. Nelson, I didn't raise my hand. I'm not going to cause any scheduling problems. I may submit in writing, or if I can be here, I might be here.
Either works.
Reserve the right.
Yes. Okay, that's fine.
Thanks.
And you wanted to talk about the time limit associated?
Yes. Oh, and just so everyone knows, it's a hard 10 minutes for each person giving closing argument, no more, because we're only going to have an hour and a half. And so right now it looks like five, maybe six of you. Yeah, so hard 10 minutes just for your preparation's sake.
Will that be like 10 minutes in a presidential debate?
Yeah. Okay, so if we can, I'm going to lay out the timeline moving forward, and then I'm going to ask each party to agree on the record that they are fine with this timeline. So the timeline will be as follows. For the parties who have said they're going to be here for our argument, and I guess let me lay that out on the record. That's Mr. Christ, Mr. Winter, Mr. Blumberg, Ms. Newman, and Mr. Strong with Mr. Greenberg, maybe. That oral argument will take place at 5:30 on Tuesday, September 26th in this building prior to the board's regular meeting. October 1st, the parties, if they wish, you do not have to, and it will not be a black mark against you if you do not. If the parties wish, you can present your closing arguments, proposed findings of fact, proposed conclusions of law, legal argument, whatever you wish, in writing to the board by October 1st. The board will then deliberate, and on Tuesday, November 14th, the board will have a public vote at their regular public meeting starting at 7 p.m., and on November 15th, a written decision reflecting that vote will be issued to the applicant and to every party every party that has been listed. Mr. Strong, are you fine with that schedule?
Yeah, and just not to belabor anything, but just to make clear a couple things. One, I want to make clear on the record that on behalf of the applicant, we are agreeing to an extension of the 45-day time period for the board to render a decision, and we're extending that to September 14, of 2023, which is the day when the decision will be rendered. So
November 14th.
Yeah, I'm sorry, what did I say?
September.
Yes, November 14th. So I just wanted to be clear on the record that we are agreeing to an extension of that 45-day time period to get us to the date when the board will be rendering the decision. One other, or two other comments. One is a procedural one. In terms of the submission of findings of fact and conclusions of law, should those be submitted by email to you, Mr. Nelson, or?
Yes.
Okay. And then the last comment is, you know, we're in the process of agreeing to the schedule. I think an important component of that is making sure that we close the record tonight. And I think to do that, we need a decision on our Exhibit A31, which is the township staff memo. So I think, oh, go ahead.
Yeah, just do, the board will accept that exhibit into the record and dismiss the objections of the various parties to the emission of that exhibit.
And then the last part of that, I believe the applicant had previously requested that exhibits A1 through A30 be admitted into and made a part of the record. So I just wanted to be clear at this point in time that all of the applicant's exhibits A1 through A31 have been admitted into and made a part of the record. I just don't want to miss anything there, but I believe A1 through A30 were previously admitted into the record.
Yes, I believe we, every exhibit has been admitted into the record, except there are two that were specifically not. I cannot, off the top of my head, remember which two they were. They were from one of the objectors, but everything else has been asked to be admitted into the record and has been so admitted into the record.
And so after all of that, yes, we agree on the record to the schedule as you have outlined it for oral argument, closing arguments, findings of fact, the conclusions of law, and when the decision will be rendered.
And then waive the MPC deadlines to meet that schedule.
Correct.
Great. Mr. McNair.
With that agreement, the township is also in agreement.
Okay. Mr. Christ.
For the record, I'm objecting to your overruling my attempt to put additional documents in the record at this time. As far as the scheduling, I have no problem with that.
So noted. Thank you. Mr. Getz.
I'm agreeable to the scheduling.
Thank you. Mr. Greenberg.
No objection.
Thank you. Mr. Winter.
Agree to the schedule, object to the ruling on Exhibit A31. Please note our continuing
question. I'm sorry, I didn't hear the end of what you said. I couldn't hear
it. I'm sorry. Agreed to the schedule, objected to the decision
to admit. To 283 and go down 283.
Mr. Chris, can you take the phone call outside, please?
You can't make this stuff up. At any rate, no problem with the schedule. You object to the denial or the admission, object to the admission of Exhibit A31. Oh, and last question. Are the transcripts available?
They are.
Thank you.
Mr. Mike Miller. Mr. Dennis Miller. Oh, Dennis. Doug Miller. This is why we're not extending to 11 o'clock. Mr. Doug.
No objection.
Ms. Means.
No objection.
Ms. Newman.
No objection.
Mr. Smith.
No objection.
Mr. Stain.
No objection.
Mr. Twyman. They leave?
They left.
They have left. Mr. Hitchcock.
No objection.
Thank you. With that, Mr. Strong, we are closing the evidentiary portion of this hearing. We will next be gathering for closing arguments at 5:30 September, Tuesday, September 26th. Thank you.